As they sang, the palace door opened, and the children were invited to come into the courtyard, where they were given sweet cakes, as was the custom in Puerto Rico. They had their cakes and trooped out happily to sing before the next house. This house had an iron balcony facing the street, and there stepped out of the balcony the loveliest girl Esteban had ever seen. Her black hair shone above big dark eyes, which smiled on the children in welcome. Esteban had heard it whispered that she was to be chosen queen of the next carnival, which would take place the day before Ash Wednesday, as it did every year. He hoped she would be the queen, for he was sure no carnival ever had a queen more beautiful. When she invited the children into the house for more cakes, Esteban's heart beat proudly. As she put the cakes into his hands, she stopped to talk with him, and he was very happy. "I could hear your voice above the others," she whispered. "It is clear and sweet." The singers trooped on to other houses. The three kings came with their gifts. Esteban was not forgotten. The day to which all the children had looked forward passed, as happy days will.